So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you are with me on The Erica Glessing Show. And I'm really delighted today because, you know, sometimes I interview friends and friends of friends and friends of friends, and this is a brand new person for me and I get so excited when I meet new people. So welcome, Angie Grimes. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me, Erica. I appreciate your time. I'm doing amazing.
I love that you say spiritual and entrepreneur and muse and maven all in your descriptions. Like, I'm like in love and I don't even know you.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
So I'm a spiritual activist, and what I do is teach individuals to go within and awaken. I guide them to use practical techniques, which reactivates the understanding of their spiritual connection. And then it allows them to begin masterfully building the life of their desires.
You know, one of the things I notice when people say entrepreneur or something like someone might be fully connected to their spirit. And then it seems like when they say the word business, like they get all off kilter. What can we do not to have that happen?
Yeah, I think that we should really look to understand that we're multidimensional beings, right? They don't have to be separate, compartmentalized things. I found, at least with myself, that I had related a lot of my life into compartments. I had work Angie, and I had home Angie, and I had spiritual Angie.
And
I think that the beauty, the most beauty that you can bring to yourself is having appreciation for all of those facets, but creating a whole being out of them and not
them. Yeah. Like allowing yourself to be yourself in it, no matter what room you're in.
Yes. And allowing yourself to shine for who you are and what your capabilities are as just an individual.
Yeah. That's so cool. So where are you calling? Where are we talking to you in? What city are you in or country are you in?
I currently live in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, so, nice.
You know, everything's bigger here.
Cool. So, hey, here's another question for you. For someone who's just kind of building their business, what are some things they can do just to kind of activate what you were saying, like that knowledge of their bigger soul, their bigger spirit, their bigger being?
I think the most important thing with connection is meditation. Obviously, there's many ways you can connect through journaling and things of that nature, but meditation is really you know, being able to quiet your mind and have that source come through you. It may not happen immediately. I know a lot of people can be uncomfortable with connection in the way of meditation, but it really is the fastest and best way to develop that relationship.
That's awesome. Yeah, I do a morning practice. It's about 12 to 13 minutes every morning connecting to source energy.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
you're already ahead of the game.
Well, you know, what happens for me when I'm turning that up and turning that on is just there's so many synchronicities that start showing up in my life. And it's really, you know, that's just a real blessing.
It's incredible, not only to have it, but even more so to recognize it. I think that's really when you start to get into the flow is when you start to see it happening before your eyes. It's a little unexplainable.
Totally.
You know, you just want to like shout to the rooftops that everyone should be doing this, but they're kind of like, are you crazy right now? Like, I don't understand what you're saying to me. So.
Oh, no, it's funny. So lately what I've been tuning into, just with the planet and the way that everything's shifting right now, I'm hearing like light workers, a lot of the people I work with and play with are really guided by spirit and connected to the consciousness of the planet. It seems like we're being pushed to do more than we've ever been pushed. Like it almost feels like like I see on your website, like unleashing the ultimate version of yourself. What can we do with that pressure, that kind of, you know, I need to help more people, you know what I mean?
You know, I think that just being in alignment and keeping at the forethought of your thoughts is that you're just to be of service to others. And that can happen in the most minuscule of ways. You know, a smile or a wave in the car is actually of being of service to others. So I think that, you know, while we are being called to do more, don't put so much pressure on yourself. Do what feels good and right for you in each and every moment, and you're doing what you need to do.
Aww. You're just so hopeful and cheerful. I love that. How can we get a hold of you and find out more, Angie?
So I have a website, and it is AngieGrimes.com. It's actually Angie-Grimes, and that's G-R-I-M-E-S. You can find me on virtually every social channel known to man because I...
Because you got that going on.
Because I love to be like a social.
And you have a Facebook group too. Is that true? Is that right?
I do have a Facebook group. It's called Muse Maven Mastermind. I would invite you just to check it out. It's just really a place for positivity and a different perspective, a thought-provoking perspective. So if you come and check it out, you will really get to know a lot more about what I offer.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, I appreciate it, the invite, and it was lovely to be here with you and your podcast.